murder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
The ADP National Employment Report just out this morning shows the economy added 275,000 private payroll jobs in April, far more than analysts had estimated, and the most since last July. The official government report is coming out on Friday. As violence has broken out in Venezuela, the U.S. again says it fully supports the people of that Central American nation in their quest for freedom, being spearheaded by opposition leader Juan Guaido. However, U.S. Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Kamala Harris says it doesn't mean the U.S. military should get involved.
And we obviously need to advocate for a peaceful end to this process in a way that sustains their democracy.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been sentenced to 50 weeks in a British prison after being found guilty earlier this month of skipping bail to avoid being sent to Sweden over a rape allegation. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, the Democratic presidential candidate, out and about in Dubuque, Iowa yesterday, warning a friendly crowd that President Trump wants to cut the social safety net to reduce the federal deficit. Biden saying he won't let it happen.
Mark my words, if he's reelected and the Republicans gain control, keep control of the Senate, this is going to be the battle of our lives. And if I'm president, it will not happen. Will not happen.
A new study suggests that autism can be diagnosed in children as young as 14 months. The finding is much earlier than the typical diagnosis of autism when children are 3 or 4. Specialists who treat kids with what's called autism spectrum disorder say earlier diagnosis can mean earlier intervention. And actor Ben Stiller will testify on the massive refugee crisis in Syria before a Senate panel today. May Day protests are prompting heightened security efforts in major cities around the world, as May 1st is International Workers Day, and it's a national holiday in over 80 countries. Security is much higher in France. That's where violent anti-government protests have already been going on for months. Authorities plan to deploy over 7,000 police and dozens of drones in Paris. And once again, reminding you to find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
The weather. Where is the weather? There it is. The weather for Hunterdon County. Let's see. This afternoon, a chance of showers, mainly after 3 p.m. with a high of 57. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 a.m. And it looks like it's going to be around 51 degrees. Thursday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms. High near 77, so tomorrow's going to be warm and humid. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. with a low of 53. Saturday, showers likely before 1. High near 68. And guess what? On Sunday, showers are likely with a high near 66. We are going to be wet and wild.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I have with me Amber Poltrzynski. I don't know if I said it right today, but that's okay.
Pretty close.
I get my own name tongue-tied. Anyway, we are here to talk about good mental health. This May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so I do Counselor's Chat to promote good mental health, to educate the public on mental health, to educate people on what licensed professional, who licensed professional counselors are. I have to be a licensed professional counselor, you have to have your master's in counseling. The word counseling or counselor has to be in the degree. So I can't have a master's in education and become a licensed professional counselor. You have to have the word counseling. So you have to have your master's in counseling. I am also nationally certified, and I am a licensed professional counselor. Amber is going to Centenary, and she's working on her master's in counseling. Mm-hmm. When she is all finished, she gets to take a big, fancy test. That is supplied by the National Board of Certified Counselors, which same test I had to take. Lots of multiple choice. And once you get that, you do become a nationally certified counselor. But for Amber, she's going to be a licensed associate counselor, and she needs to complete,
I think it's like over 5,000, something like that.
Some crazy amount of hours where she has a supervisor.
Yes.
And a supervisor is someone who is a certified supervisor. It's something that I have not done because it takes time out of my schedule as in a private practice. I mean, if I'm not doing my private practice, I don't make money. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I have to be really careful, you know, where I spend my time. But I've just never chosen to become a supervisor. And as a supervisor, you need a supervisor. So.
Yeah,
I would need, right, to supervise, I need a supervisor to supervise me supervising you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's, I have to tell you, it's a pretty complicated rigmarole of hoops it's a gauntlet to jump through to become a licensed professional counselor. I don't know if I would do it today. Honestly, even though I absolutely love what I do, I think I'm pretty decent at it. But I happened to be really lucky when I got my master's in counseling. It was sort of at the beginning of this. It's not, licensed professional counselors have only been around maybe about 50, 55 years.
Yeah, it's pretty new.
Compared to social workers, which is probably almost like 100 years at this point. but I needed to be, and you need to be, proficient in 9 areas of counseling. Do you remember what they are? I'm testing you.
what are the 9 areas? Probably, oh my gosh.
That's okay. I know. I put you on the spot, and I apologize. I do this to her every week. I apologize.
I usually am good with this. Why am I blanking right now?
That's okay. So, yeah, 9 areas. I'm going to list them, and I may not get online. So if it triggers something, I know we have to be ethics, theory, family counseling, career counseling. Yeah, substance abuse counseling, multicultural counseling, test, assessment.
Yeah, test, what is it called?
Yeah, assessment and something, statistics and all that.
Test and measures.
Test and measures, that's it. Yeah.
And is there any more?
No, that was 7. Oh, 9, did I say 9?
Yeah, you said 9.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, I got 7. Well, as you can see, there's quite a few.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah. Career counseling. Did I say career?
Yeah, you said career. I think they still have you in, like, something with school counseling, not directly. Like,
okay.
School, maybe, like, an
All right.
education, something like that.
But it's a lot of work. And then once you graduate, you have to maintain 20 hours worth of education credits a year. Mm-hmm. It includes 3 multicultural. Mm-hmm. And multicultural means we look at people of different ethnicities, different gender, and, you know, those issues, just the different cultures that are in the United States, and have to be aware of the different aspects and needs that that different cultures have. So that we need 5 hours of ethics and law. So we have to stay up on the ethics and law of our profession. And we now have to include 1 hour of opiate education. So
absolutely.
I believe that licensed professional counselors are probably the most educated group of people in the mental health field. I might be a little prejudiced, but...
No, you are the only person who has given me a true answer to what is the difference between a licensed professional counselor and a licensed certified social worker. No, I've always been, like, told, like, oh, they're pretty much the same thing, like, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, but why do we have an extra year of schooling, and they have 1 less year of schooling, and there's a pay difference. Like, what is it?
Right.
And it was because you said they take, what was it, 1 class that encompasses everything we learned?
Yeah, there's, I mean, I'm going to say it may have changed a little bit, but I know Rutgers would provide, you know, if you went to Rutgers to get your degree in social work. Now, that's different than clinical social workers. They have to get further education in the clinical, but we're clinical. Whereas most of what people who get their master's in social work is they learn about urbanization, they do women's studies, they, you know, they learn how to help people get different entitlements. They work within hospitals to get people placed in different rehabs. They work in government agencies, like the VA has a lot of social workers helping people find the things that they need to get, you know, to get their needs met. So they're very valuable. The licensed clinical social workers, they have a little bit more education, more a little bit more equal to what we do, and they would be really the people if you wanted to go to do counseling. But we are counselors, so we learn theory, and we learn how to diagnose, and we learn...
So in-depth and in detail, like, I took, I just, that's why I'm so brain dead right now. I just had a final yesterday, and We have theory and practice, and we literally go over every single precise theory there is and in great detail. And there's two parts to the class because there's so many theories.
Yeah.
So I had to take theory and practice one last semester, and now I'm in theory and practice two this
right.
one.
And the interesting thing about learning about theories, it's not, you know, you just don't learn like, you know, Freud had five aspects, you know, of human development, and, you know, Erik Erikson had, I think, seven or nine. I mean, he expanded it. And you don't just learn that stuff. Mm-hmm. What you learn is techniques.
Right.
So, because that's what I remember, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, learning about person-centered mm-hmm. therapy, you sit in class and you not only learn it, but you role play. You practice it with your fellow students.
Mm-hmm.
Group counseling. That's one of the nine group counseling.
Oh,
I took advanced group counseling where I had to run a group, and I had the professors were on the other side of the mirrored wall, and you know, and I got recorded, I got rated and graded in terms of, you know, how I ran a group.
Wow.
So, you know, it's very specific. It's not where you just learn stuff out of a book and you write it down. It's very interactive, how to counsel people, how to communicate, mm-hmm. how to be empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot involved.
Very extensive, yeah.
It is. I'm going to do a little commercial break. I just want to say again that May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and so we are going to talk a little bit more about mental health, and I'm going to just say this. In some states, because we're licensed in the state of New Jersey, in some states the license is licensed mental health counselor. Instead of licensed professional counselor. That's part of why we don't have portability, which means that if I decide to move to Colorado, I can take my license with me. Colorado has different standards for their counselors than New Jersey does, and it's kind of, we're working on portability so we could move around the country and still practice. But, and that's one of the issues. Is New Jersey going to change to licensed mental health counselor, or I'm just using Colorado as an example, right. going to change to licensed professional counselor. But we all do that. We're basically the same thing. So I will be back again. I'm Ruth Altamirroll, your host for Counselors Chat with Amber Poltrzycki, and we will be right back after these commercials.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling, licensed professional counselor, and I'm nationally certified as a counselor. I also have a private practice here in Flemington. For those of you that may have heard my little radio jingle commercial, it says you can find me on www.altarolecounselor.net. It's now altarolecounselor.com, so just keep that in mind. If you go to look me up on the web and you use the .net, you don't find me, go to .com and you will find me there. It's my new website. I'm really excited about it. I've got a really lovely new logo, so that I'm excited about too. Also, as I said, we're going to talk about mental health because May is Mental Health Awareness Month. But also on May 11th, which is a Saturday, I am going to be with Amber and a few other people going to be doing a mental health, spring into mental health. It'll be my second time of doing this. And so it's $35. Lunch is included. You would go to either Counselor's Chat on Facebook, where you can find it and sign up on Eventbrite. Or you could even go to eventbrite.com and look for Spring into Mental Health on May 11th, and you can sign up there. I would love to have people come. We're going to talk about different mental health issues. However, I am going to focus this time a little bit more on addiction and codependency, and it's such a huge issue. It's really consuming in more ways than one. Our population, and it's not just fentanyl and heroin. It's alcohol. It's
a lot of things.
It's a lot. Gambling and video games, and it's pervasive in our country.
Yes.
So, mental health is such an. I think you know. I try and talk about mental wellness, mental health. I don't like the term mental illness.
Yeah.
And so I don't usually use that term, mental illness. Not that there isn't mental illness. There is. I mean, and it's about the way our brain functions. Mm-hmm. But I think because a lot of what we do has to do, or a lot of what we're, and I'm assuming you learned a lot in terms of cognitive behavioral.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is a combination of how we think and what we do.
Right.
And how our thinking affects what we do. And it's and a lot of times it can lead to depression and anxiety and poor relationships, even addictions. But it's amazing how powerful our brain is. If we start thinking differently, we can have different outcomes.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily mental illness.
Yeah, it's just a change in our thought process.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, we do have things like depression and anxiety. We have post-traumatic stress. Like I said, addiction. We have personality disorders.
Mm-hmm.
There are, I'm not going to even go off what they are. I'm not going to remember. They're in three different clusters now.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, histrionic and borderline.
Antisocial.
And, yes.
Narcissistic.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Right. And I like to explain personality disorders because they're hard to understand.
Yes. Especially antisocial, because everybody thinks antisocial is actually different than what it means.
That's right.
Because it sounds like it, like a person that's antisocial doesn't want to be around people. It's actually a sociopath, because that's not really a diagnosis, being a sociopath.
Right.
It's antisocial personality disorder.
That's right. And so, it's the most dangerous personality disorder that there is. And antisocial means, you know what, I'm above the social norms.
Yes.
Laws don't apply to me. I could do whatever I want. And a lot of times you can even see it in kids where they start, like, you know, they want to rip the wings off of bugs, and they, you know, cats around, and they, you know, they start with, it's such a lack of empathy, and it's oftentimes cruel and charismatic.
Yes, that's the hugest thing. They are the most charming people in the world. But that's their way of manipulating you. They are so nice, and they show that they care about you and all that stuff, so they can gain control over you and use you to their advantage.
Right.
And that's why cult leaders.
That's right.
Antisocial personality.
That's right.
They charm people into their group, make them want to join, and then once they're in, it's something completely different, and they can't get out.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And the thing about personality disorders is it's more in depth than just something like depression or anxiety. It's a little bit harder to diagnose.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes the people who have a personality disorder don't see it.
Yeah.
They don't recognize it. Which makes it really, really, it's not that it's not treatable. It's very hard to treat.
Yes.
Well,
it starts off when you're a kid, like it's conduct disorder. And once you're 18 or older, then it's considered antisocial. That's literally the only difference. So.
Right, exactly. And a lot of personality disorders start in childhood. And a lot of times they're even a consequence to some type of child abuse, real, you know, lots of family dysfunction. You know, I'm not going to say that it's not related to genetic predisposition, because chances are there's that aspect also. But one of the ways I explain it to clients is like being colorblind.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see the color red. And it doesn't matter what you say or how many times you point the color red out to me. I just don't see it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's sort of the best way to, as far as, I try and make things a little easy for people to understand. It's more complicated than that, but I think it's kind of.
Yeah, no, because they don't see what they're doing is wrong. They don't see what, like, they say to people hurts them. They don't get it. They only have. It's like they're blinded. Like they only see and hear what they want to see and hear, and nothing else.
Right.
So.
Right. And you know, narcissists don't see the pain they cause, and you know, everything gets personalized. Well, you know, I'm such a wonderful person. I was never that was. You know, you're the one that. It's one of those. I'm really sorry you feel hurt by what I did.
Yeah.
That would be a narcissistic statement,
right?
Rather than, oh my gosh, I see that you're really hurt,
right?
You know, and let me look at what I did and make changes.
Yeah,
that's
blame gets put on everybody else. But
exactly,
them.
Exactly. So yeah, there's that whole grouping of personality disorders that are definitely a challenge: borderline and paranoid, and yeah, there's a bunch of them. But other than that, there's a lot of other mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've said, depression, anxiety. Some of these things are true, and I'm using that word, they're true brain dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
So that your brain might not be making enough neurotransmitters. You may have that predisposition towards anxiety and just by nature, you know, be a worrier, and so there are those aspects where medication at that point is useful.
Yeah.
however, sometimes things like anxiety and depression are based in situations. So it's situational.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So grief and loss can turn into depression, and it really is learning how to resolve some of these issues and heal, and you can manage the depression, and sometimes it can even go away.
Yeah. And even, like, for me, I have crippling anxiety when I have to present in front of people. I'm only, like, I get like that, like, right before I have to do my presentation. So it's just, like, in the situation I'm in. It's just whenever I have to be in front of a bunch of people and talk for a certain amount of time, I can't. It's so bad. I get such horrible anxiety.
So, right, and so that's called situational anxiety.
Yeah.
And when I first, I was like that, too, for a long time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was just the most painful thing. And when I started this radio show, my first show, I was a mess. I paced outside in the hallway. I was like, what did I do? I don't know. And, you know, now I come in and actually doing the show has really helped me get out and talk in front of people in public and those kinds have mental health awareness days, you know, and educate people.
Yeah.
I was never able to do that.
I was nervous my first show. I was so scared.
Yeah. So. But that's, you know, that's the thing. It's called exposure response. So the more I expose myself to something, the less effect it's going to have on me.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's so weird because I have been doing, like, presentations since, like, forever.
Yeah.
And I still, I guess because maybe it's not as consistent, so, but.
Yeah.
It's very,
I am amazed that I don't even get even a twinge of anxiety anymore.
You were so calm at that book signing. I was like, how is she doing this?
I mean, it is such a reversal for me. But I'm going to say, as a counselor, I didn't say, you know, I think I want to be a counselor. I had no idea what I was going to be when I grew up.
Me too.
And I was married to an alcoholic, and that fell apart. I grew up in an alcoholic home. I had issues. I went to go volunteer at a youth shelter, and they hired me, and it was just sort of the beginning of this process of getting, it's been a fantastic match for who I am, but it was not anything that I wanted. Necessarily, but I learned so much, and I really put myself into counseling. I've had years, people, of counseling.
Yes, I think
one of the things that's important when you look for a mental health counselor, when you're looking to get into counseling, because I think everybody needs a little bit of counseling every
Absolutely.
Now and then. Ask the therapist, have you been in counseling?
I think it's important. So, like, it's firsthand experience.
Right.
When a counselor goes to another counselor for help.
And
it's, you get to see and, like, view how the counseling works and be able to, like, better help yourself when you have clients. So
the other thing, too, about that is, you know, if I have unresolved anger issues, which I had unresolved anger issues, and you have a client that's coming to you because they have unresolved anger issues, first of all, trying to help them resolve their anger is really hard. And, you know, I don't want to really talk about anger because it's going to push on my own issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I have unresolved grief, if I have unresolved relationship issues, you know, if I, like, hate all men, I'm not going to be really good doing couples counseling.
Yeah.
You know, so getting into counseling as a counselor to resolve your own issues really makes you a better counselor.
And also, like, the number one thing they always stress in my graduate program is self-care to prevent burnout. And
that's right.
There's a lot to do and with this job. And then hearing all these stories, it could be very, like, hard to hear and might, like, really upset you. And you need to, like, just be able to, like, talk to somebody because it's all confidential. You can't really talk to anybody about, like, clients with other people. So going to a counselor and just being able to vent.
I think that's part of why you have so much supervision. Because when you start working with clients and then, where do I go? Confidentiality is super important.
Oh, my God.
But one counselor can support another counselor.
Yes.
You know, and when we deal with people with post-traumatic stress issues, counselors can get secondary post-traumatic stress because, like people who work for the VA, we just hear it over and over and over again, all the different trauma, and eventually you can become traumatized.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's really important to take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to say a lot of times counselors really struggle with that. I think as a counselor, I talk all the I know I probably haven't mentioned this for a while, people, but boundaries, limits.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That
really
is such
important.
An issue. Like, I see it a lot, even at my job, is poor boundaries.
Yeah.
It's really important to separate yourself in a certain manner.
Yeah.
From the client.
And counselors are pretty codependent. We are codependent. Being codependent, it's not necessarily a bad thing because people who are codependent tend to be people who want to take care of other people and help those in need. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
It's a good thing. It's when we go over our limit and we are overextended and we burn out.
Yes.
Right. So we need to know what our limits are and we need to say, okay, you know what? I need a little self-care.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because even I'm experiencing burnout, a very difficult semester.
I remember.
My poor boyfriend, I don't know how he's still with me after dealing with that, but I was taking on too much. I thought I can handle more than I could. So I was like, oh, I can do this. Oh, I can do that. And then it was just piling up, and I was up all night finishing stuff, like running back and forth, being gone from like first thing in the morning to late at night, and I was just exhausted.
Yeah.
And I was having a horrible burnout, and I was falling behind on everything else because I was so burnt out.
So burnout is a mental health issue, and this is why I like the word mental health, not mental illness, because I don't like putting the stigma of mental illness on someone. So feeling burnt out, being overextended, you were not mentally ill.
No.
You know, but the reality is you were overextended and you need to say, you know what, I got to set some limits and start taking care of myself because this isn't working.
Yeah.
If we don't take care of ourselves, we can end up with some real mental health issues.
Absolutely.
So it's really important to do that. So depression, some of the symptoms of depression, lack of sleep, eating.
It could be even oversleeping.
Oversleeping.
You just sleep all day, not wanting to go out of the house, just like staying home.
Yeah, lack of motivation.
Even hygiene, not keeping up with hygiene can be because you're just so depressed, you don't want to even get up to shower.
Yeah, feeling overly sad, crying.
Yeah. Even anger.
Anger?
Yeah, because
irritable.
Yes, that's a better word. Yeah,
being irritable, that's a sign of depression.
Yeah.
So, if you notice, the thing is, I got to notice what's going on with me.
Right.
I'm noticing that I'm sleeping too much or I'm not sleeping. I wake up at 4:00 in the morning. I can't go back to sleep. I raid the refrigerator, and then I'm not hungry for a couple of days, and I just don't want to do anything, and I'm just so irritable. I'm yelling at the kids. I'm yelling at the dog. Chances are I may be, stand at the kitchen window, and I'm crying, and maybe that I'm depressed.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing to say, you know what, let me go talk to someone. Let me figure out what's going on.
Right.
Medication is useful.
Yeah.
Talk therapy is as useful as medication.
I believe it.
And talk therapy and medication can be really, especially if it is, again, in other words, my brain is not making enough serotonin or, there's some real chemical issues going on, then medication and talk therapy work really well.
Right.
Psychiatrists don't do talk therapy anymore.
I know, I can't believe
they only prescribe medication. Or you go to your doctor, you say, I'm depressed. Doctor gives you medication. Really need to also seek out a counselor. You need somebody to talk to.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And the one really good thing about talking to a counselor is the confidentiality.
Yeah.
So when I have clients come in my office, whatever they share with me stays with me. I say, if I see you out in town, I'm not going to come up and say hi. If you want to say hi to me, that's fantastic. You know, but I'm not going to break your confidentiality.
Yeah.
So that's really important so that somebody feels safe. And when I say that, this is a safe, my office, this is a safe place. I even say to them, no political correctness in my office. So if you're struggling with homophobia, I'm just going to use that. Oh, I can't talk about that. But maybe you need to talk. Maybe your brother-in-law is gay. Maybe you need to talk about it.
Yeah.
But if you're thinking it's not politically correct, then you're not able to work on that issue. And it's really important to be able to do that.
Because, like you said, it's a safe place. Like, you come to a counselor because you want to discuss issues that you maybe can't discuss with other people, and you really need to talk about it. So you got to be able to find somebody to talk to that's not going to judge you and just try to help you figure out what to do with the problem and not judge with no judgment.
Yeah, so. And anxiety. Some of the symptoms of anxiety is worry, lack of sleep. You know, panic attacks,
racing heart, racing thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Racing thoughts, unable to focus on what you're doing, always thinking about something either in the future, what if, and stuff in the past, which is, regrets also has a lot to do with depression, but regrets and I should have done this and what's going to happen because I did that and, you know, did I make the wrong decision and just really anxious, worried. I mean, anxiety and worry, they're basically the same thing.
Right. Well, they say if you're depressed, you're living in the past. If you're anxious, you're living in the future. And if you're content, you're living in the now. So,
yeah.
And I think that it applies pretty much to, I mean, not completely to all realms of those things, but majority.
And I think, you know, it's human nature to have a little bit of everything. I mean, there's times that I could be a little narcissistic, or there's times that I'm, you know, a little histrionic, or there's times that I'm depressed, and there's times I'm anxious, and but it's not something that is so pervasive in my life that it's seeing the world through that lens, you know. It's like putting on, I have a pair of red sunglasses in my office. I don't know if you've noticed them, red sunglasses. And I put them, you know, I'll tell a client, put them, like you're looking through this lens that alters the way you see the world. So if I'm looking through the world through anxious glasses, then everything has that bit of anxiety attached to it.
Yeah.
And the same thing with depression, anger. I have had clients come to me strictly for anger management issues, grief and loss. I mean, these are all mental health issues.
Right.
So it's when I've got something that's going on that is affecting my well-being in the present moment, my ability to have good relationships, couples counseling, I do that. You know, couples counseling is a mental health issue.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially if somebody's struggling with an addiction or depression or grew up in a dysfunctional family. They bring that into their present relationship.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
Yeah. So a little bit about post-traumatic stress in terms of mental health issue. So generally, we think of post-traumatic stress as related to the military, and it's not.
No, it could happen to anybody.
It's any trauma. It can be a bad car accident, an illness, a bad breakup, being in an abusive relationship, having cancer, you know, it can, you know, having a crazy neighbor next door.
Yeah.
It could be all kinds of things that can be, it's traumatic.
Yeah, it's actually funny because my mom said, I was talking to my mom about something last week. I remember we moved to Flemington when I was 4 years old, and I barely remember anything from when I was four. I remember vividly when we moved here, my dad shutting my mom's door or drawer, and I was like, okay, let's go home now. And my dad was like, no, we live here now. I had a meltdown. I was like, what are you, even though we're driving back and forth every day building the house, I don't remember that part, but I remember them, my dad telling me specifically that we're not, this is our home now. And it, and that was
it was traumatic.
Me to vividly remember
sure.
that.
Exactly.
I don't remember anything else from when I was four. And I remember that vividly because it traumatized me.
Exactly.
And my mom said, she was like, it traumatized you. That's why you remember it so vividly.
Right. That's right. So part of the things that happen if you happen to be struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder is you have a startle response. So somebody comes up to you or happens to walk out of a doorway and you jump. You're hypervigilant, so you're always kind of checking things out.
Yeah.
You may have something that is completely unrelated, such as, I don't know, the guy next door is cutting his lawn and the lawnmower backfired and, you know, and all of a sudden you're hitting the deck, you know.
Yeah.
So it gets something triggers.
Right.
A memory of and a reaction to the trauma. It's similar, but maybe not even connected in any way.
Right.
So that's what post-traumatic stress is.
Yeah.
And it's actually it has its own category, but it is an anxiety disorder.
Right.
The same thing with obsessive compulsive disorder.
Or even paranoid personality disorder.
Yeah. But obsessive-compulsive disorder, there's so many ways that people just think that it's, you know, checking the doorknob and washing your hands. That's just a little tiny piece of what that looks like. Hoarding, people, hoarding, being a hoarder, that is an obsessive-compulsive disorder.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, it could be counting, it could be hand washing, it could be checking the stove, it could be
the way you eat.
Yeah, it could be if it's pervasive in everything that you do, it's now a personality disorder.
Yeah.
So it can be a personality disorder or an anxiety disorder and or both. It can be so powerful that it really takes over your life so that you get to the point where you can't. And I've had clients can't even work because they're so busy. Just, you know, great movie to watch is, oh my gosh, As Good as It Gets.
I've never heard of that.
As Good as It Gets. You know, you have to watch that movie with Jack Nicholson. You have to watch it. As Good as It Gets.
Okay.
And another one is The Air. I can't remember. Anyway, with Leonardo DiCaprio, he portrays Howard Hughes. Excellent job, but also severe obsessive-compulsive disorder. Again, these are treatable.
Yeah.
These are treatable issues. So, you know, it's learning how to be uncomfortable and sustain the anxiety that is caused by, you know, this has to be exactly here. You know, I'm assuming you guys are seeing, like, everything's got to be exactly lined up. And if it's askew, it's causing anxiety. And I need to learn how to just sort of be with that anxiety because after a while, I adjust. One of the best things that I say to clients, it's like getting in a swimming pool. It's really cold. You stayed in. You adjust.
Yeah.
The water doesn't change temperature. You adjust.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And that's what we do as human beings. We adjust. Mm. So if I have, you know, obsessive-compulsive issue, I have to learn how to sort of disorganize things a little bit.
Right.
You know, I know I turned the oven off. I know I did. I am not going to go home.
Right.
And I'm just going to be with the anxiety.
Right.
Yeah. I got to check the time here. All right. We're good. So there's, as you can see, we have a diagnostic manual.
Mm-hmm.
It's the DSM-5. So it's been through about 6 or 7 because we've had DSM-4 revised.
Yeah.
And so it's been around for a while. Psychiatrists use it. Medical doctors use it. Psychologists, social workers, counselors.
Professors.
Right. And it gives us a code. It lists the,
the criteria for mental health problems.
Right. So, you know, so you look under depression, there may be, 15 different items listed, and it says if you have 5 out of these 15, chances are you have depression, and then it also, you know, mild and moderate and right. severe and those kinds of things. And it has everything in there from eating dirt to pulling your hair out mm-hmm. to childhood issues and mm-hmm. relationship issues. So there's quite a variety of mental health issues.
Absolutely.
Yep. You know.
That's why it's good to do shows like this, because really people only think of like depression, anxiety, and like
addiction. And even addiction, people are like, it's not really, you know.
But that's the only things they know about when it comes to mental health issues is predominantly those three, and there's so much more.
And people don't have to, you don't have to suffer.
No.
You don't have to suffer. And one of the things, too, is that it's noticing what is going on. Am I always angry? I'm short-tempered. I'm crying. I'm afraid. My self-esteem is really low. Mm. Seek out counseling. Like you don't have to live with that.
No.
You don't have to live with that. And
there's still that stigma. That's what the problem is. And people should not have to feel afraid to go.
Yeah, and you know, I've said this before. We go and have an annual physical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure my blood pressure's good, my cholesterol's good, everything's working okay. You know, they want to listen to my heart, and I go get my eyes checked every year. I want to make sure they're working well. At my age, I'm getting my ears checked, making sure I got to have my ears. They're really important for what I do. So, you know, so I get those checked. Oh, gee, you know, it's been 3,000 miles. I got to get my oil changed. Got to make sure I got air in my tires. Oh, gee, look, my cats, my dogs, they need to get revaccinated because I don't want them to get rabies. We do all of these things to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, gee, you know what? We got to change the air filter on the air conditioner so it works properly. I just got my septic cleaned. You were at my house when that.
And then they just came today at my house.
Okay. So you know, we do this maintenance to make sure things are in good working order, but we don't do it with our brain.
I know.
It's amazing.
You could just go every so often just to see if everything's okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we like to think that our brain works just perfectly well, but it's an organ just like our kidneys and our stomach, and it's just that, and it's the most important thing that we've got.
Right.
And it's the thing that's the least looked after.
I know.
I need to take another commercial break, because we're really almost at the end here, and I got to give my commercial people their due. So we will be back in just a few moments.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. We're really at the end of our show today. We talked a lot about mental health and different types of diagnoses and some information in terms of what to look for. If, you know, you're struggling with anything, please, please, you don't have to struggle. Look into getting some counseling from a licensed professional counselor. We're really good at what we do, so I do promote it. We also are, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and so Amber is going to be joining me on May 11th, and we're going to be doing a Spring into Mental Health. It will be my second annual, hopefully it's going to be an annual event. If you want to join and come with us, lunch is provided. It's $35. You could go on to Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Please follow me there. And you can sign up through Eventbrite and get your tickets there. And it's from 10 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon. I know, spring day, mental health. But, you know, it'll be a lot of fun. We're going to talk about different kinds of addictions and codependency and really things that you can do to help yourself if you have mental health issues. And, again, you don't have to suffer. You don't have to do this alone. And I find that whenever I do talk to people, they're always so interested in finding out more, and which is why I do Counselor's Chat. So if you're interested in finding out more about what I do, you could find me on the web at www.alterolcounselor.com. Alterolcounselor.com. It's Alterol with two L's, Counselor, O-R. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. If you'd like to make an appointment, I try not to keep, I know I'm talking really fast, try not to keep a waiting list. I deal with couples and individuals, adolescents and adults, and quite a variety of things. I specialize, I would say, probably in addictions the most, but I do pretty much everything in general. I'm a general practitioner of counseling. So we will be back next week with Counselor's Chat, and we'll probably talk a lot more about May and mental health because that will be the Wednesday before the event. So I will see you next week, and thank you, Amber, for joining me today.
Absolutely.
And wish you all good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.alterolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.